Arab League observers have arrived in the Syrian capital Damascus amid mounting violence over the past few days. Opposition activists say the city of Homs is under siege by about 4,000 government troops. They say that shelling and gunfire has killed 23 people there. But the government continues to reject suggestions that the military is responsible for any of the violence. Timothy MacDonald reports.
Opposition activists say the latest violence in Homs has killed at least 23 people. Amateur video released by anti-government groups shows major damage to the city and many badly injured people.
Look at what they are hitting us with. Look at our homes. They are destroyed. My father was martyred. Our neighbors martyred. We are being killed. Where is the world?
And again, the Syrian government has flatly denied any responsibility. A foreign ministry spokesman, Jihad Makdisi, says the government only responds to armed groups.
The Syrian military has no policy for a crackdown. We differentiate between peaceful demonstration and people who are carrying guns against the state. So the army is responding to these armed groups. But we also have peaceful demonstration.
The violence comes as a group of Arab League observers makes its arrival in the country. The observers are there to oversee a deal aimed at ending the violence. One of the observers, Mohammed Salem, insists the mission will be unbiased.
Our role and the role of the Arab League is to help the Syrian government and the Syrian people to get out of this crisis. We will monitor from the field the violations that take place from any of the sides.
Among Syria's opposition, there's some cautious optimism, but also grave doubts about the Arab League's mission. Louis Safi is a member of the Syrian National Council. He's hopeful the observers will provide some protection to civilians.
We would like them to go first to Homs because it has been under attack for the last few days. Now, we know that the Syrian authorities will try to play games with the regime, with observers. But we know also that those observers, many of them are very well experienced. So we are hoping that something can be done to protect the civilians in Homs and other cities, but it's remained to be seen what the authorities in Syria will do.
But already, other members of the same organisation are questioning whether the observers will have any impact at all. The group's Paris-based leader, Burhan Galyoun, fronted a press pack a short time ago, claiming the Syrian authorities are meddling with the Arab League's mission. He's called for the UN to intervene.
Timothy MacDonald reporting.